Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Medium Insights Hour, brought to you by Triple S and Signs of Life Radio. We gather here monthly to explore the mindsets of many accomplished mediums. My name is Roman Karpyshka. I'm here once a month, and I'm very excited to welcome a new medium to the show. Well, not a new to the show. His name is Dave Campbell, and boy, is it going to be interesting. Dave has been a professional psychic medium for over 20 years. He wrote the book Forensic Astrology, Solving Crimes of Astrology, and he's also a contributing author of the book Find Me, which is about a group of psychics, medium astrologers, and law enforcement and canine search people, animals, that are dedicated to assisting families and police in finding missing people. He's a member of the Triple F, Forever Family Foundation. And you know, he's the real deal. He's certified by the Forever Family Foundation, and his specialty is in forensic astrology. And he, you know, he uses his talent to assist in many ways, such as pinpointing or eliminating suspects, profiling criminals, telling if somebody is alive or deceased, and many, many other things. He currently works at the astrology store in Glendale, Arizona. So, Mr. First Timer, Dave, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you and welcome. I really appreciate being here. I think it's going to be fun and exciting. And yeah. I love giving insights into mediumship to all those who are interested. It's a very fascinating, never-ending subject.
It is, absolutely.
I just realized I've been at least 18 years a Forever Family Foundation member and medium. So,
oh, that's great. So
that's 2007, I think it was my first certification.
Wow, fantastic.
So that's
great. By the way, I forgot to mention to the readers that you're not going to be doing any readings today. Like, we're here to pick your brains. That's what this show is all about. I think my listeners know about that, but I got to say it anyways, just in case.
Just a reminder, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, so welcome. I see you were on a show with George Noory, like the George Noory.
Yes, that was many years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, he's big, that guy. He's
it's crazy.
That must be fun, yeah.
And what the funny thing is when I was asked to be on the show, I'm like, well, who's he? Does anybody know? And everybody's like, oh, my God, Dave. And I'm like, and why are we on at midnight? So I think it was hilarious that I find out it's a huge, big deal after the fact.
Oh, yeah. I used to listen to a lot of his podcasts. He deals with a lot of, like,
yes.
Not only mediumship, but anything occult or different, you know, things that aren't, you know, normally accepted science. Super fascinating. So
yeah,
for him to seek you out, you must be like freaking amazing. So kudos to you.
Yeah.
So, I can only hope and aspire that I can, you know, interview half as good as, or one quarter as good as George Noory does. So we'll just, you know, these are going to be, you know, like questions about, you know, what makes you think, what makes you tick, like, how do you, you know, do what you do, that kind of stuff. Just, you know, to inform our audience. And, you know, I think one of the best things is, well, what you do is very, very, very important, especially with, you know, like the your thing with helping families who have bereaved families who've lost children. I'm in that group, actually. That's how I, you know, started developing not a mediumship, but an interest in mediumship. And I've read, you know, many books on it, and I've been part of the Forever Family Foundation since about 2010. So I came a little bit after you. But yeah, it's so you're like, I see that you do a lot of astrology into your.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of that for the forecasting side, where I do predictive, because it's the best timer is astrology. It just tells you when things will happen. And that's usually what most psychics say is their hardest thing to do, is the timing. For me, it's the easiest because the planets don't lie and they can tell you what year you're going to have this or that or the other. And that's aside from my mediumship. I just do mediumship, strictly mediumship, without no tools or no astrology, just one-on-one talking to spirit and giving messages like normal medium stuff.
Okay.
I use a lot of symbology from other, things too, because sometimes they'll show me signs, the symbols, like I'll say, who's the Leo? And then they know exactly who I'm talking about. Or sometimes they'll even show me pictures of tarot cards to give me the answer or to get me to say something specific. And I use my mediumship skills. I mean, the biggest thing for me is healing the people that are grieving, because that's why I do it. That's why I really was motivated to go into this, is I could see the transformation almost instantly in a lot of people once they got read. And sometimes it's that evident. Sometimes it takes time, but I've seen people's faces change 20 minutes later. They're like a different person, and that's what I want to do. I want to heal, and I've always wanted to, like, I hate the word prove because there's no such thing as proof, but to prove to people that their loved ones are there and that the supernatural isn't supernatural. It's normal. It's
There is an afterlife,
the
and
afterlife. It's just been a quest of mine forever, and that's why I really opened up to the science part of it and
how did
wanted
you
to.
get into it? How, like you said, 18 years ago you got certified. Before that, were you also practicing mediumship ever since you were a kid? Like as long as you know, like when did you get into it?
Well, I was a kid when I first started. I didn't understand what it was going on. I was 8 years old, and one of the houses I was babysat in was haunted. And I would see spirits coming in out of walls, or I'd go into a room and freeze and go, don't go in. And sometimes I'd see a face, sometimes nothing, but just this presence or feeling of don't go in there. And years later, as I got older, like in college, I asked about that house to, as I grew up, because it was family friends. And they said, yeah, you remember it? You knew all that? I mean, they knew it, and they were just hiding it from us because they didn't want to tell the kid, 8-year-old kid,
Right,
come
right.
stay in our haunted house.
So
But
you probably were scared of it at
I
first.
was terrified. Yeah, it was not a pleasant experience.
But now it's like now that you've accepted it and you know what it is,
Right, but understanding it and working with it was totally a different right.
I can see that like one of the things I had a hard time doing is finding figuring out like is it through the astrology store that people book you? Is
Yeah,
it here?
it's my store. I own the store, so
Oh,
they go
okay.
to my website, and then there's a Dave's reading tab, and then you go to Dave's readings and select whether it's medium, a forecast reading, which entails like the
Oh,
future,
great.
coming up the future. Some people want relationship readings, which I'm big on that too, in astrology.
Great, great. By the way, I forgot to mention in my intro that if anybody wants to call in, not for a mediumship reading, but you know, to ask Dave questions, the number to call is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Your questions are more than welcome. So we always get some, you know, at least a couple of callers or whatever. Even if we don't, I got a plethora of, you know, questions from different angles to ask you and stuff like that. You know, I've been doing this for about 5 years and no end in sight. I really enjoy getting together, you know, once a month with mediums because, you know, it's my way of helping. And I find one of the best ways to alleviate your grief is by helping others. To me, it's the easiest, you know, way. So that's why I got into it to alleviate my grief. But yeah, so do you so a bit also a bit of digging on my part revealed that and I'm diverging just for a minute or two, that you're a guitarist as well, right?
Yes, I love guitar. I play mostly rhythm, but I love lead too. But
Yeah.
just guitar, and I'm a big 80s metal group, hair metal,
Oh,
whatever.
hair band, yeah. Okay.
Oh, all of them were just my,
Yeah.
faves. So, but I still follow the concerts, even though, been 50 years. So
Well, you
I
know
go to
what keeps
all
you
the
young at
reunions.
heart?
Huh?
It keeps you young at heart. It's keep
Yes,
kept me young at
yeah, it
heart.
does. And and music, and I compare it a lot to like psychic stuff because it's just vibration.
Is
Music
it
is a bunch of vibrations, and you tune into different frequencies. Like you can have a high C or a low C, or in
And you
between,
know,
and you can turn it in. And harmonics, I mean, there's all kinds of
it makes a
things.
lot of sense because, you know, you can play something on, you know, as a lead guitarist, you could play in the wrong key, you know, and some dissonance sounds good, but some of it, you know, it doesn't jive well, you know, and I can see that, you know, vibrations, you know, they have to kind of align in order for there to
Right.
be a signal, you know, a connection.
And it's fine tuning. Like I just fine tune. It's like changing the dial on a station, a radio station, and all of a sudden I connect to that frequency, that soul, that unique. We all have our unique vibration. And once I tune in, it just starts to flow right in. It starts to come in, better and better. And the more open they are, or the more attuned they are, the spirit world too, because everybody's a different frequency.
Yeah.
And we don't talk all the same, neither does spirit. It's like personalities stay sometimes the same. If they're quiet on when they were in life, they'll be quiet on the other side. I'll have to pull it out of them or ask them a million questions in my mind, like to get them to speak.
So you find
Sometimes
that
they're
people
not.
retain their personalities when they cross over pretty much?
Pretty much. I do feel like, for the most part, yes.
Wow, cool.
Sometimes I do see growth and change, and people say, well, he was really creepy and ornery or something. And I'm like, well, he's not anymore. People can change, but they do
Yeah.
keep personality overall.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you know what? We already have a caller. We have Sandy from New York on line two. And she is going to ask you questions about messages from loved ones. So with no more delay, Sandy, welcome to the show. Are you there, Sandy? Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the show.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't sure. Thank you.
You're
I had a
welcome.
question. I'm fairly new to mediumship. Like I've been to Lilydale and I've had some readers and things like that and messages. My one question is for the medium, the you, Dave.
Hey, yeah.
Do your loved ones ever, like these loved ones that come and, send messages, do they ever describe to you where they are and what it's like? Like, or, you know, is it, are they, do they ever describe like heaven or whatever religious belief they're in, the better world? Do they ever describe to you what it's like where they are?
Yes, and sometimes I've asked a lot of them on purpose because so many people ask me, well, what, and a lot of them will simply say heaven, but and heaven can be very different for, I mean, our everybody's heaven's different, and that also goes with your belief system too. I really believe you create your own
Right.
reality on the other side, especially, and nobody's ever said I'm in hell or I just hate it here. I've never heard anything bad. I've heard all that they're in peace, they love it, they're growing, they do things. Some show me beautiful scenes like outdoors and nature, and then some people show me big like a city, where they're learning and growing and evolving. So I've seen all kinds of
They
different
describing it?
things.
Did they describe it, or do you actually see it from
They show me
their?
pictures of it too sometimes. Sometimes they'll tell me words, and sometimes I see pictures that they'll show me. It's just different realms or different dimensions, just like there's crystal cities, which is kind of common too. So it varies, but it's still kind of all similar. I've never seen anybody be in a bad spot.
Fantastic. And but there's different levels in the afterlife, right?
Yeah, I do believe so. I think we just graduate as we vibrate higher and higher.
Higher
The more
vibration.
we evolve, the more we can go upward.
Yep. And
So,
Sandy, if you want to get a really good description of the life in the afterlife, this is a free download that you can get from Google. It's called Life in the World Unseen by Anthony Borgia, B-O-R. Borja, Borgia. And
okay.
it's a really, really good read. It's about this Monsignor Hugh Benson who passed away. He was like high up in the Catholic Church and taught strict religious doctrines and everything like that. And you're talking a couple of hundred years ago. And when he crossed over, he was shocked that what he was teaching was nothing like what he what it was, what he saw. So it's an
Great.
interesting book. You can download it for free. Life in the World, Life
Oh.
World Unseen is what it's called. If you Google that, you'll get a PDF. Download it, read it. It'll fascinate the crap out of you. I guarantee it.
Interesting. Thank you.
You're
Yeah, I've
welcome.
also seen like a lot of people like that had suicides. They'll show me pictures of them getting counseling and help, and like in a recovery center type thing. So they're in recovery, so to speak, and they're still healing, but they're getting help and assistance. And they show me usually like counselor type people around them. So that's probably the ne most negative I've seen, which is not negative. They're still healing and they're getting help. So.
Right. I think the same would go for like accidental deaths, like somebody that totally didn't expect to die, like a child, for example. They probably have to go through some stages of
Right. And I
absolutely.
do a lot of ghost hunting too. I've been on teams with investing haunted places and or go to well-known haunted houses on purpose or haunted hotels just to see the paranormal and to experience it. And I've never had anything negative or bad happen. I've probably been shocked a few times just because it's kind of shocking when it happens in front of your face. And even when you believe it and you know it, but when it happens in your face or a door slams right in front of you and it shouldn't, those things can kind of,
Yeah,
jar you for a second. And I'm not scared because it's like, I get it. But
nice.
I've seen a lot of those
Can I
spirits
ask you one
me.
more question? This is
Sure, go
Sam.
ahead,
I
Sandy.
interrupt it. Some people ghosts and others aren't.
How come some people are ghosts and some are not? It's their choice.
Yeah.
Ghosts, if they stay here, it's sometimes I hear the word that they're stuck. I don't know that they're stuck other than they just
Yeah.
don't move on, or that they have unfinished business and they're not ready to leave yet. And we have free will, whether we're in body or not. And so you can stay in a place for as long as it takes. I mean, we have eternity to figure it out. So, and their time isn't the same as ours. Like, so,
Oh, yeah.
yeah, they can stay there for a long time. And sometimes, as soon as they need, some people, they don't even want to know that they're dead or they don't want to accept it. So, there's all kinds of reasons why there can be some people there.
Yeah.
Some just keep reliving their old tragedy over and over again. And they just can't, they're trying to resolve it and they're not resolving it.
Right.
So, that's the job of the medium to kind of help them, move forward and see that they are dead and go to the light if they choose to help them.
Great. Well, Sandy, do you have any other questions for our esteemed guest?
No, that's it. Thank you. I appreciate
Well,
it.
you're very welcome, Sandy. Call anytime. Have a good one. That was an interesting call. Do you, when you're getting yourself ready, and I'm gonna, I don't ask this like for returning me, but first time mediums, I asked a couple of questions just to see what makes you tick. Like, do you have a ritual or a prep method to get you prepped for a reading? What do you typically do?
I always spend at least a half hour before meditating. I try to clear all my chakras, do a big meditation just to center and balance and get rid of all the stuff of the day, our stuff, our mind chatter.
Oh,
It's hard to do that sometimes, especially when you have a lot like taxes are due and blah blah blah. You have to do this and you're like, oh my gosh. So getting that brain to turn to a flat line is sometimes a challenge. So it takes me about 20 minutes sometimes to calm down and get into that alpha state. And that's if I'm kind of stressed or upset, but usually I can do it in 2 seconds. But and I meditate just so I'm better prepared, and I start asking my guides to assist me and to be there and to protect me and to bring forth, help bring forth the spirits who need it the most or whoever. Whatever their pecking order is, because I can't pick and choose. So, I
No.
just try. And sometimes spirits come early before, like they'll in my meditation, they'll start showing me stuff or letting themselves be known. Not
Ooh.
always, but sometimes they do. And especially like if I'm doing a group, sometimes I do monthly, I do a group of 50 people. So I get ready for that every.
Now, Are you when you're doing your when you're doing your mediumship, are you conscious? Are you somehow, like, is your body taking over? Some people, like, have where the medium takes over and they kind of go unconscious and don't remember a thing, like Edgar Casey, for example, let the spirit completely take over his body, kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I have control issues, so spirits can't take over my body, but I let them talk to me. So no, I'm completely conscious, and I do allow them to work through me, just not inside me or take over my body.
So you were saying that you have that you know how to do, like, dates and stuff like that. You using your astrology part of it, you can predict when things will happen, that kind of thing. Do you ever get predictions of, like, bad things happening?
Yeah, I do. I mean, sometimes I can see things that are not going to be so pleasant.
Right.
Like, I knew years ago that this would be not a pleasant year for anybody. This
Well, like our, yeah, I was just gonna say, like, our current economy. Oh my God.
and so, but I didn't think it would be this bad. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad, but oh my God, who can predict that bad? And then I also do, I'm really, really good with astrology about predicting weather, like hurricanes, when they're going to hit, where they're going to hit, and what day exactly. So it sounds crazy, but I can do it. And I've done it in the past months before it happened. And no forecaster in the weather department can do that because that would be possible to them. So I'll put them to the challenge and see who can out forecast who.
So it would be sometime in the future, but not to the, you wouldn't be able to tell the exact day, or can you sometimes? Depends for you.
Depends on what it is. Like for hurricanes, I've told them what day it would be and what city it would hit. So, and it was correct.
Well, I should get my news station to hire you.
Yeah, I know. Some of them are a little off.
Yep.
I mean, it saved me. Like one time, my partner wanted to go to Florida, and I checked the weather before, and I saw there would be a hurricane that week. So I said, no, we'll go the week before. Before it hits. And so we did. When we got back to Arizona, that's what the news was. There's a hurricane headed right for Miami Beach, and that's where we were.
Well, that comes in handy for
Yeah,
sure.
like, so I think there's lots of practical uses for readings too, to help, your own life. And
Do you have any I'm sure you're a little older. I'm not going to say how old you are, because I don't know how old you are, but you're a little older, like me. So you probably have family members that have crossed over, or people that are close to you that have crossed over. As a medium, because of your closeness to them, do you have any problems connecting to them on the other side?
No, I think it's pretty easy.
Okay.
I don't connect to them a lot. When they come through, I know for sure because I know their energy, so it's very distinct and very clear. Sometimes it's still kind of shocking, though. Sometimes they surprise me, or they'll do something that'll be like blatantly them, and I'm like, well, it couldn't be anybody else. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I wasn't paying attention, so thanks.
Now,
But no, I don't have a problem talking to my own family.
okay.
I like my
Now,
dad best, and
the messages that you receive, like, let's say you're at, a Home Depot or something, and you're looking at a can of paint. Does a spirit entity pop, like, right in front of you or something like that? Or like, when you're not expecting it, or not even wanting it because you're doing something else, like, do they sometimes come through?
It's rare nowadays. I've trained myself over the years to turn it up and down and off, not completely off ever because that's not safe, I don't think, but I turn it down so that I can function and so I can be Dave and just think of, what do I got to do today to get, otherwise I would never function completely. Like, get stuff done. I have a list of 10 things to do every day or at least. And so that takes left brain skills. So I have to use my left brain. But I always allow them if there is an emergency or something to pop in, which does once in a while. But over the years, I mean, they used to wake me up at night, and I stopped that because I have to sleep, so I can function during the day. I'm like, if you want me to find the person, you bring that person to me. You have them find me. Rather, I'm not going to go search the whole world to figure out who your person is. You could It'd be easier for them to, you to find them to have to come to me. And very often, people come to me all the time and say, I don't even know why I'm here, how I got here, why I got your name. I do. Just sit down and we'll figure it out. So.
When you go to bed at night, like when you at night when you sleep, or do you dream like us normal human beings do, or not normal, but us non-medium human beings do? Like, is it the same thing, or do you like enter the like that spiritual realm, or
I do both. I mean, I sleep like a, I don't even remember half of it, but when I do have dreams, there sometimes there's a prophecy type thing to it or a predictive type thing. Sometimes it's symbolic, and I just have to figure out what they're meant by it, and sometimes it's literal. Yeah, I've
okay.
had.
Do you believe that everybody is certain mediums that I've it varies depending on the medium, but certain mediums have told me that anybody can do it. Other mediums have said, no, it's kind of like you have to kind of be kind of predisposed to that. Like some people are more natural musicians than others, that kind of thing. What do you ascribe to in terms of?
Okay, I think they're both true because just in your point exactly is the musician thing. I can play guitar. It doesn't make me a great musician, but I can learn to play. And that doesn't mean I'm going to be a virtuoso or a, rock star. But I think anybody can do mediumship too. I think they can. But I do think you have this, like if you're naturally athletic and you can probably be play football better. I probably would never be able to play football. Like, I'm just not built for it. So there would be a problem, but I could go learn it. I could learn to golf. I can learn to play baseball. I love baseball. I suck at it, but I love it. And they're a big difference, though. So I think everybody can do some things with mediumship. I don't know if they're going to be a full-fledged medium, but I do think everybody, it's natural. I think it's spirit, God-given. We're born with it. We turn it off more than we turn it, than we should. And we just got to get back to used
I think
to.
we're taught to turn it off
We
as we.
are taught to turn it off. We're taught
Yes.
to negate ourselves and taught, like, don't talk about that. I was always told, don't tell people or don't talk about it because it's bad, I guess. And so, you shut it off and then it shuts down, especially kids will shut down and just not use it anymore. And then once you don't use your muscles anymore, they atrophy and they disintegrate or they don't ever develop. So I was lucky. My mom was open to this kind of stuff. And I learned hypnotherapy at a really young age and ESP and how to develop your ESP at like age 8, the same time, same age group as that. Because I was taken to a hypnotherapist to get better grades, basically, in school, because I was a space cadet and wouldn't pay attention. As soon as I learned how to pay attention through mind over matter, I started getting straight A's. And I also was taught in that class how to like find missing objects and how to use your ESP, your natural intuition.
Man, I can use you around here when I was in
So,
the car keys.
and I get accused of hiding them because I knew exactly where they were. And so then they would accuse me of hiding them. So then I didn't want to tell them because how do I know? I don't know.
I mean, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, huh?
Yeah, so I kind of shut things off. But in my 20s, I really made because I knew I had natural abilities, but it was haphazard or just whenever it turned on or off, and I never knew when it would hit strong. But sometimes they were just gut punches, like you can't deny. But I wanted it to be more at will, so I developed it personal on purpose. So I
Gotcha.
went to a psychic and I asked to have lessons with her for a couple of years and developing and working on any way to develop my intuition, which also led me to like doing tarot cards and astrology and other divination techniques, palmistry,
Psychometry, for example.
psychometry, all of that stuff. It's all good. It's like, and it all helps develop my intuition. And so I just got stronger and stronger at it and using no tools for psychic development. And then it led to mediumship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my My son passed away in 2009, and he was a twin. My daughter right now is at UConn studying forensic science, and she's really into the science kind of thing. But at first, when when she was 5 years old, when he crossed over, she used to see him all the time. She had this connection with him, and she says, "Yeah, I'd be in the bathroom, he'd pop out of the ceiling." She would be telling me stuff like that. And but you know and I encouraged her to don't lose that, keep it open, it's true, it's real. It's, but you know what, I guess society got to her and she has nothing now, zero. It's so sad, but
She doesn't have a good left brain. She's got a good scientific brain, and that's what
she
she wanted
does
for a reason. But it
she does.
will come back, I think. But some people are, I mean, I think there are some people at deficit as far as intuition goes. I've tried training some, and I'm like, okay, you're a rock. need to just use your logic, and that's enough for you.
Just not for me.
Most people I can do, I see growth with them, even in the first couple of classes I do with psychic development.
I went to a psychic development class once a long time ago, but I went with a local medium who was horrible. Like, oh, can you bring a picture of your son with you? No, I mean, and I didn't know any, so I brought my picture. Oh, yeah. So she described him because she looked at the picture. He sits standing right there beside you. And then we got into this psychometry thing, and I was getting everything right. I couldn't believe it. Like, I grabbed this person's ring and this lady's ring that I partnered up with, and I said, the name John. Yeah, my grandfather John gave this ring to me. It's like
It's crazy, isn't it?
it's just one of those things. I haven't, developed it because, well, I guess I'm not, I don't have enough confidence in myself. The ego, like that voice. What if it's wrong? What if it, nah, it's just your imagination. It's just wishful thinking. You hear a lot of that. I'm sure it's quite a practice to, or it's quite a feat to calm that. Like you said, zeroing yourself and ground, making yourself level, all of that kind of thing. That would help also, I think, if you're going to right before bedtime, just to quiet everything down so you can fall asleep,
Oh,
which
yeah,
I have a permanent insomnia. I just can't sleep.
And I find musicians and right brain people, artists, are more intuitive anyway and more easier to train to do psychic stuff than
Absolutely.
true left brain analytical all the time.
So tell us about for the astrology part of it. Do you I mean, do you look at the stars, or do you look at star charts? Do you go at night and look at the stars?
I do both, but I use the chart, which is the chart is an exact picture of the sky when you were born at the time you were born and the place you were born. So if you were to take that map and look at the sky at that day, that time, that's what the sky is going to look like exactly. And then that's your map for life, and what you chose to come in with and to learn those lessons and to,
And
to
I have the
develop
privilege of
that.
knowing that. Like, I was born at 6:36 a.m. on March 11th, 1966, and so I know exactly, what, when I was born, because I snuck into my dad's study and read his
636?
diary. Huh?
Is
Six.
636? What'd you say was your time of birth?
6:36
PM or PM?
a.m.
Okay, I'll have to look at your chart later. So
Yeah.
that's pretty cool. So,
Let me know if you find anything interesting, but that'd be kind of cool. So when people come
So,
in for readings for you, do you suggest for them to do something to make the reading more optimal, that kind of thing?
no, I just like if they're coming for like a natal reading is just like what they're born with, what their potentials are, what their like spiritual lessons are, what their career potentials are, their aptitudes. Because that's a big thing for me is helping people find their path and who they really are. If we could find the right job for people right off the bat, we would be a much better society, much stronger,
Oh, yeah.
and people would be much happier. So I really try to focus on that. And plus it kind of gives you your spiritual why you came here, what's your purpose? But then most people want to know the forecast, like why what's happening next week or in the next year. I usually focus on a year ahead because that's what you're going to do for the next year is deal with whatever the planets, how the planets now are hitting your chart, making different, conjunctions or oppositions or whatever to you, square. Because that just tells me when it's going to be easy or hard or difficult, or if you have a major lesson or a, difficult year. And I tell them if they're going to have a, difficult year, just so that they understand the lesson of it, and not to just, it's never without coping skills or how to resolve this or why are you going through this. It's like, why are you, what's going to be the benefit of it? Because the planets aren't just there to punish us and be mean. It's to make
Right.
us, push us into the right direction sometimes. And we're stubborn. We don't like to go in the right direction.
No, humans are stubborn. Yeah.
But and sometimes the planets will kick you in the butt and make you do it. So kind of forces sometimes.
Isn't that interesting? Wow.
Yeah. So sometimes we need that. And once you understand it, you work with energy instead of against it. And then things happen better for you than not.
Interesting. Yeah.
And,
It's all about quieting that ego and letting, things come through and everything, and it's a hard thing to do. I have a couple of, I have some young kids, 11 and 13 running around, so I don't get very much me time, unfortunately, between the two bands that I'm in, and I'm Ukrainian also, born and raised in Canada. I'm mixed up. I'm a French Canadian speaking Canadian Ukrainian living in the States. I played in an Irish band for a while. I just everything mixed up, So it's been pretty busy for me. But once I do have a little bit more time, I think it's a good idea to, sit down and find a good meditating technique. What do you think is a good, like, for our listeners out there? I know every medium that I've ever interviewed has always said, yeah, meditation is great. It's do it 100%. So what would be your recommendation of how to get yourself into that meditative state?
I think progressive relaxation is the easiest way is to get a tape or a CD or whatever stream, like a meditation that goes through gradually, like relax your head, your scalp, and go through to your toes all the way down, and just slowly breathe and deep, breathe deep. And I like to focus on something like, I don't know. I usually have to have a purpose to where I meditate. I can't just do it without like trying to find nothing.
Okay.
The task of getting me to get to nothing is a task. So I'm real task oriented in my life.
Okay.
So
Yeah. Me too, actually.
tell me to meditate. Well, what purpose? Why? So that I can connect to spirit. Oh, I can do that. There's a job there. So I get
Interesting.
myself to that alpha level, and I learned that really young. So switching hemispheres of brain. So I go from alpha to, or I mean beta to alpha real quick.
When you're talking about listening to that audio, is it like a voice guided audio that tells you, okay, you're
I
gonna
like those. I think they're great and they're great tools, especially if you have trouble sleeping or have insomnia and that kind of thing, and you can't, a restless mind. It'll help relax you and get you there.
I gotta
And
try that.
practice, you just have to do it over and over again and let yourself go. You have to allow yourself.
And as you get better, I mean, with practice, you get better, just like anything else, right?
Right. And then I can go into that state really quickly if I just tell my body I need to. Then it just goes in real quick and I can do a quick,
Now,
get to the spirit level.
have you ever gotten a client's booked a session with you, and for whatever reason, you can't do the reading, like? Something tells you, nope, don't do this reading, or spirit guides, or I don't know. Does that ever happen with you?
I've had like one or maybe two, but it's not, it's usually because the person wasn't ready, or, well, one of my guides just said, just stop, just don't do it, just stop. Because I got right off the first second I sat down, this guy I didn't ever know, I said, I feel a presence here, it feels like your father. If and he's telling me he's a judge, and I opened my eyes and looked at him and said, do you understand that? And he's like, yeah, it's my dad. But he gave me this most skeptical look, and I felt this big block. And I'm like, if that doesn't open the door, when I, your dad is a judge and this is your father that's passed, the first thing I say, I never saw you before. I thought this was never going to go any further than, and I said, okay, we're done. I'll give you back your whatever at that point. Cause I mean, if you knew it wasn't, and he willingly got up like, yeah, this isn't for me.
It might not.
So I don't know if he thought I just Googled him somehow and found out his dad was a judge, which I haven't, I don't ever do that and wouldn't need
I
to.
know. Yeah.
But I mean, when you see that they're still skeptical after something being like that correct and that specific, I mean, I don't know anybody else. I don't know anybody in my life whose father's a judge.
Okay.
None. So I mean, it's not a common thing, really. Do you know a father's judge? Or your friend's a judge?
Was a lawyer, so
Well, you probably know a lot then. Okay, so there's a difference there. Know what I'm
So I
saying?
know a lot. I know a lot of judges. One of my guitar students, his dad is a Supreme Court judge. Not
Ooh.
Supreme Court of New York.
Right.
Not as like, he's not one, he's not like Justice Mayor or something like that,
Right,
or
right.
but he's a pretty good,
So,
gotten me out of some speeding tickets, put it that way.
yeah.
Can you give
Yeah,
this
but,
to your dad?
right.
Oh
No,
yeah.
but for the most part, no, I usually can do. I mean, because there's usually a spirit that comes through.
What about you must get some clients who have a loved one that transitioned because of a violent death.
Yeah, I've had quite a few.
D does that impact the reading? Does that change the reading in any way?
It can make it pretty. I mean, I've had a lot of them actually. So, no, I'm very sensitive to how I deliver the message, and I take. You know, sometimes I have to filter a little bit. I usually try to say verbatim what they say, but sometimes things are harsh. Or if they show me they were beheaded, do I really need to tell that to the grieving parent right then? Maybe not, especially when they don't know how they died.
Well, if they don't know, then yeah, that
That's a
makes
whole
sense.
different thing. And I maybe because I'm do missing people. And one of I'm thinking of a specific person in a specific family right now, and I saw she was beheaded in the it was an accident, but it was terrible. And but I couldn't tell her. I'm not, but I wrote it down in my notes because when they did find the body, she was decapitated. So it was a validation for me as well as, but I didn't, I'm not going to go tell the parent, guess what? And she was decapitated. When she's there, is she alive? I'm like, no.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure not. Sorry. You know, things like that can be very, very difficult to do. And so with my Find Me group, I will not do with the family anymore. I refuse to tell them anything. I will only deal with the police and the report and send the report to the cops, and then that's it. Because
That
it's
makes a lot
too
of sense.
hard. And, especially that was just a missing person that was in an accident, but it was a helicopter, actually. But there's other times where, like, I do a lot of missing people where I don't know who killed them, but it could be. I'm not going to do the family. What if it was a family member that killed them? Do I tell? And then am I in trouble?
Oh boy. Yeah, that's true. Huh? How did you know such specific details? You must be the murderer.
Right. Or, like, then they come after you because you just told on the family that did it, And I don't know who's who. So, no, not doing that. Been there, done that, no. So I just deal with the police only. And a couple of years ago, the police asked, or we were asked to go to a murder victim, which was a cold case in Scottsdale. And I went and I walked the whole perimeter with the family. The mother was there, the father was there, of the lady that was killed. And the daughter showed me where he got in, how he killed her. I mean, it was brutal and awful. And they're asking me for details. I'm like, I don't think you want to know. And but then she did show me exactly what he looked like, and I came home and I got on a program and drew his face and saved it. And then when they arrested him 2 years later, guess what? The picture is exact. So
Artist too.
no, I didn't draw. I can't draw worth shit. Sorry, with crap.
It's okay. You can say shit here.
I
No
drew it
problem.
on a it was one of those programs that you put the face together like a it's a crime scene thing, but I did that, so it's not my talent. I wished, because that would be make my life much easier. I'd just draw your spirit guides and say, "Do you recognize?" But I can't do that. So,
Right. Now, spirit guides. Do you have one or several, or how does that work?
several.
You have several.
Several. I have one that's going to be there forever. That's my main guy
The main guy, okay.
forever, and that they just will be with me for life. And the same with everybody. But I've had several come and go. Just like when you graduate from kindergarten, you don't stay with the same teacher, or you get one guitar teacher, then you move on to a different level. And I've had many guitar teachers, so which all taught me great different things. But
I know what
very
you mean.
different. So it's the same. Just
Yep.
like the spirit world. And I even ask, like, if I want specifically to have a medium guide, I have, psychic guide that just does psychic stuff only, not really separate from mediums.
This one guitar teacher I had, he was this short little or Asian guy. His name was Ricky Lee. Smallest hands I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant, like incredible. Like he took me from like here to there. Like this guy alone, he taught me all about mode scales, pentatonics, and like everything, all the improvisation, everything. And I've lost touch with him, and I don't even know if he's still alive. But I guess I'll keep, he's from Montreal. I'm originally from Montreal, so he's still there. And Rick Lee is a very common name. So not easy to find, not easy to find. So, but I've always like, once in a while when I get some spare time, I try to do some research and see if I can, narrow it down, even what do you think of like AI now? And is AI at all like ChatGPT or anything like that? Does that come into play with anything that you're doing as a medium? Do you use it at all? No way.
I never would use it. I don't. I mean, I'm not against it. I just don't think it's going to be anything. I can't do mediumship.
Gotcha.
And a lot of astrologers say, well, it can, read your chart. Well, so can a computer program that's programmed to say these words. So, but it's still not a human looking at it and analyzing and feeling. I mean, to me, your chart, to me, it speaks like it's a tuning fork to your soul. So when I see a chart, it's different from maybe other astrologers, I guess. As I mean, I can tune right into you real quickly.
Really? Wow.
It's like
That's
an X-ray of
neat.
your soul, and I'm like, and I truly believe after studying even astrology for 30 years, if it's not in your chart, it's not in your life, and if it's not there, it's not going to happen. So,
I hear you.
if
Just
it's
so.
your fate, it's your fate. And so, I used to think we all had lots of free will, but I think we chose our free will before we got here. We chose our plan, and we can go along with our plan, but or not.
Right.
That's the
When
choice.
you do your readings, you do it mostly in person? Like they come to your astrology store? Do you do
I
it
do half and
online?
half. Half
Half
and
and
half.
half?
Half is phone, half is I do some Zoom. I like to do phone because I don't like the distraction of the face or the distraction of the room or anything else. I like to keep in,
Yeah.
like, I shut my eyes a lot of times during readings just so I can block out people. So I don't like doing Zoom so much on readings, but and then people can say, well, you saw a picture or you saw this or you saw the room, and you're, I don't like any of that.
Well, for
So,
you, it would be very distracting for you because of all the guitar, I'm
right.
sure.
Oh, guess what? I think you like guitar.
I think
Right. See,
I should guess.
that's my point there.
So little off the topic. Are you playing in a band? Do you play?
No, I wish. I wish I would. I just need more time to play. I used. I would COVID. I played a lot because I had nothing
Oh,
else
okay.
to
Yeah.
do. And then I just got back in, and I promised myself I would, stay in it. Stay in it. No, I haven't. But
Okay. Yeah.
I still learn and practice, but not like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. I'm in a. This is
Right.
a rehearsal room, and I play with this band called Code. Instead of Code Blue, when people die at not Code Code Groove is the name of my band.
Very
And
cool.
we're on YouTube and everything. So if you want to check out me playing, you can YouTube it, and you'll see my band. So yeah, kind of cool. So you know what? This hour has gone by so quick. We're
Oh,
almost to the end of the show. So I just want to let people know I want you to plug yourself so that people know how to get a hold of you and what's the best way. How far out in advance are you booked and what kind of readings do you do? Just tell us a bit about like your astrology store and what people can expect from you.
Okay, well, it's the easiest way to get a hold of me is theastrologystore at theastrologystore.com. Or you can email me at theastrologystore@gmail.com.
Okay.
But the website has all my info. It has Dave's readings, so it gives you what kind of readings, how much they are, how long they are. And usually about 6 weeks in advance, to tell the truth. It's like 4 to 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks. Okay, that's not too bad.
Doesn't tomorrow. I mean, if you plan, just plan it out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Now, you have a calendar there that where they can see where you're free and they can search
No,
times
it's
on it
usually
or
the best way is to, once you see what you want, call the store,
call the store. Okay.
either call or email, and then my assistant Catherine, my scheduler, she will book you.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so
No,
you
that's
just so the thing is to know what kind of reading you want, first of all. Specifically, if you need to talk to people on their side, that's mediumship. If you just want to know your future, that's a forecast. I don't do both at the same time. They're two separate readings.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, two separate readings. And then I also can do relationship stuff, which a lot of people, I specialize in that too.
Right. Yeah, that's important too. That's very important. So to call the store is probably the best way. And yeah, that's great. Tell me about George Noory a little bit.
Gosh, that
Okay.
was a weird thing. It was a find me thing. It was a find me as the group I am with that helps find missing people. And so I don't remember why we were on there. There was somebody missing, and it was me and another psychic who's a good friend of mine that lives in Arizona too. And I don't think she even knew what it was either. We were like, who's this George dude? So,
Okay.
like, and why are we up at midnight? But, I only remember them asking me if Bin Laden was dead. And I'm like, this was way back. And
Oh, before he was dead?
before, and I said, no, he's alive. And they're like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm sure.
Okay, so let me ask you, is Elvis
So,
dead? Yes. Elvis is
yes, Elvis is dead.
dead,
But this was before he was announced, like when we killed Bin Laden,
Yeah,
you know.
before that.
So, yeah, because there was a group of psychics saying he was dead and blah blah blah, and because he hadn't been heard from and he was hiding, and
It's
guess
just
what? He
hiding.
was just hiding. So, but they were so shocked that I was so adamant and so, I mean, it came right out of my mouth. No, he's not dead. Like, how do you know? Because I know. That was
That's
one of those
interesting.
things. So, I don't even remember the episode that much, but I should go revisit it sometime.
I gotta read. No, I mean he's got a ton of episodes. I mean I only do this once a month. Doesn't he do the his show is like a nightly thing, so he has
Yeah, he's got a
10 times,
million,
30 times
thousands
the
or
amount of
whatever.
guests as I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So it was kind of fun though. I remember after telling somebody I was on the, George Norrie show, and they're like, holy crap, blah, blah, blah. It's like, that's a big deal. I'm like, it is.
Okay. We have 3 minutes left, but we have another caller. If we
Okay,
could
no
answer
problem.
that real quick. Carl from, sorry, Carrie from Cleveland on line two. Carrie, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you got to make it quick. We got 2 minutes left in the show.
Oh, sure. I was just calling to see. I've connected with my son through mediums on the other side, and I'm just trying to understand a little bit about how you, like, when you're connecting with them, is it that you're actually seeing them in front of you, or is it that the more telepathically, like, are they showing you images in your head, kind of like a memory, or is it more like in a physical sense?
No, it's called it's mental mediumship. So that's what we are, almost all of us are. When we say psychic medium, it's mental mediumship. And so they're showing us it's telepathic, and it could be anywhere in the world. You could be in Canada. It doesn't matter. And they show me pictures of themselves sometimes, or they'll describe themselves with words. So it's not like I see them physically in front of me. I have had that happen, and it's very rare, to tell the truth. Usually it's happened when they're live in front of me, like the sitters in front of me, and I've seen the spirit standing right next to somebody, but that's very, very rare. And it doesn't necessarily, it doesn't matter. It's still telepathy is the only way I can communicate with them. So they're there, they're with me, and sometimes I feel them in the back of my head. That's one of my signs to know that I'm being connected, is my head starts to tingle and it feels like a big cone is on my head, on my shoulders, like straight up. Once that happens, I know I'm connected. And so it's kind of one of my signs to say, "You're ready to go on, Dave." And they tell me, "Okay, it's time." So
Great.
that's
Carrie,
great.
thank you so
Thank
much
you.
for your question. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And with that, we are out of time, my friend. It
All right.
was fascinating. That next time, we're both wearing guitars. Next time I
Okay.
interview you, okay? We'll
All
trade
right.
some licks. How's that sound?
Okay. Sounds awesome. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you so
It
much. It was
was
good
so
meeting you.
nice meeting you, Dave.
You as well.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you next month. Have a good one.
You too.